Hi, this is Andy.
Hey Andy, this is Peter Davidson from Albert Sanity.
Yeah,
How are you?
yeah. Good, Peter. Thank you. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Right, so actually, I believe, did you get my email? Did you?
Yes, to look at the links, yes.
The design, so did you review the designs? Like, which design would you want to go with? Do you have ideas?
Yeah, well, I like them both very much, and I was just going to ask, is there one of either of them, does it really make a difference, like if, you know, further down the road when I want to add a project, is there one that will be easier for somebody who's just not a novice at this to add a project, you know, or change something, or are they both kind of equal in that respect?
No problem with that. Whenever you need to be add a new product or project or anything else on the website, you can easily do that. It would be very user-friendly, or even once we will complete the website, we will provide you the video tutorials, like a training video tutorials, and I will also provide the live training over the Zoom as well, like how to make the changes over the site.
Okay. Okay. Well, okay, then let's maybe just move forward with the first one. This is a real subtle thing. I mean, I assume some of these things can be adjusted. Like, I like how there's a big picture on the backdrop a lot. You know, and of course we'll put one of my own pictures in there, but the logo stands out a little bit too much to me, only because it has a white backdrop, and I think we can probably play with that at some point down the road, I guess. But otherwise, I really like. I know that's not probably the level of detail you need right now. But in general, I like them both, and I think maybe the first one seems maybe a little bit more like what a modern website is like, and the other one's a little bit more straightforward. So let's go with the first one, with the larger, the first link that you sent.
Okay, got your point to design one. So if it's possible to you, so it's your final decision, because once you will be finalized the design, there is no way later on to change the layout of the website. Yes, the pictures, the content, the flow of the site can be changeable, but not the layout. That's why. So
Yep, for sure. The layout looks great. I just, just where my logo is right at the top, it, with the white backdrop, seems a little, it stands out almost too much, which sounds funny, I suppose. I mean, on the other hand, I really like the second one, too. It's simpler, I suppose, but I kind of like the moving aspect of the first one.
Even not a problem. If you like the transitions, which is already applied on the first one, that's fine. We can apply the same transition on the second one. That's not a problem.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, then maybe that would be the route to go.
So which one then you have? If you take my idea, my suggestion, right? So I think the second one is fine for you, because it's too very simple and straight, and which is, like, I can say simplicity in this design. This looks feels good whenever somebody will visit on your website, so it feels good itself.
Good. Okay. I appreciate that. Yeah. Let's go with. I agree with what you're saying. So in conclusion, I guess we'll focus on number two then.
Okay, that's fine. But again, I'm just sharing my opinion or the suggestion with you, right? But the final decision is yours, right? If you want to go with the first one, that's fine. Totally up to you. Which one you want to go?
I literally have both windows open, and I keep clicking back and forth. And I told myself just go with what your gut instinct is. Part of why I like the second one is you've got this beautiful teal photo, which I know is not my design, of course, but it's so pretty.
No problem.
So I think we'll get a photo that works right. I think the first one, then we'll just go with the first one with the large photo.
If you need some pictures from the second one, no problem. I can So is the picture towards the first one? There is not an issue to switching the sections of the pictures from this other design to your design. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So now
sounds
is it going to go with the first one?
Yes.
That's perfect. So can you email me back, like, along with your approval, like you want to go with the first design? So actually, in this teamwork, having my all QA department, so they need to see your approval first to move forward with the second step. So that's why.
Okay.
Can you reply me back right away so we can move forward to the second reply or second step?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes, I can.
Please.
I'll do that right now.
Mm, great. And mention the URL of the design as well. Like, if this design you want to go with.
Yes, I shall. Okay. Okay, great. Well, thanks for following up. I'm enjoying this process so far.
Great.
Oops, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, sorry, we broke up. Is there anything else you need at this time?
Yes, I want to discuss further the next step and other steps with you, right? So once I have the email, then I will move forward.
Okay. I shall, yep, and I shall do that right now.
Sure, I'm waiting.
Okay, hang on, please. Okay, I just sent it, Peter.
Okay, just let me have a look, right? Refresh my page. Here we go. Great, I got your email. Thank you so much, Andy. I have your email. So now what I'm doing it, I'm going to forward this design to my operation team for the second step. And the second step is that we will create inner pages for you. Inner pages is that, like, services, projects, people, screen, press, skin, code, links, and contactors, right? I believe these are the pages. Are you okay with that, or would you like to add more pages there?
These pages are just perfect.
Okay, so we need to get this, where I need to get the data form for these pages, like a content or any other stuff.
Oh, from my existing website?
Okay. Okay, not a problem. So according to the existing website, I will go ahead and create these pages for you. And then after that, I will share with you the pages again, and you will have a look. And after that, we will move to the third step. And on the third step, if you like to change some content, pictures, or any other changes, whatever changes would be required from your hand, right? On the third step, we will make those changes for you. And once we will make all the changes for you and you will be satisfied with that and all the things, and after that, we will go ahead and launch your website on your domain name.
Okay.
I believe you have the domain name that you have, it's not expired yet, is it?
It is not expired, no.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So, and, okay, it's fine, right? Just give me 1 second if you don't mind. And one more thing.
Sure.
Are the services that you're offering, by the way, how many services is that? It's 5, 6, or how many?
I'm sorry, the phone line's a little quiet. How many services? Is that what you asked?
Yes.
Let me just look, actually. Hang on. Three services.
three services, right? Let's take an example. So if I'm a customer, you're selling the services over the side, are you taking some payments or you're just showcasing these services?
No, I don't take any payments over the website, so I don't have any need for any links for payments.
Okay, and how would you like to capture the leads, right? Somebody will visit your site, so how will we capture them?
How will I capture the lead? They'll just call me.
Just call me. I think there is nowadays is a standard on the site, right? So we need to apply the form, the lead generation process completely on the website. So whoever will be visit your website, they need to be fill out the form. If they want to contact with you, there's no option that directly call them. I think it's an unprofessional thing according to nowadays standards. So I suggest because we are making a lot of sites now on daily basis, right? So that's why I'm saying to you, and I'm giving you my opinion, is that we can create a lead generation functionality complete for you, which is when somebody will come on your website and they want to contact with you or something, so they will fill out a little form which is having this first name, last name, email, or phone number. That's it. So through this way.
Mm-hmm.
So this way, they can fill out the form, you will have all the details. If and there is a message box as well. If they want anything, they will write it down in the message box, and once it's submitted, you will get all the notification by your email, and we will create a complete dashboard for the lead generation tab. For the lead generation, you will have the complete details of that client. So before you calling him or before you receive a calling from them, so you will have a complete detail what they want. You can directly call them on. You will have the complete record on the website backend system. You don't need to be doing it manually. You don't need to be save the leads manually. So you will have a complete lead generation process of functionality in the backend, and you will have a complete data automatically saved in your backend. So whenever you need it in the later on, or simply I can say you will have a complete dashboard where you will be managing your sales, your leads, and even you will be contacting to the customer from your website directly, from the back end, from the dashboard website. So I have a complete system for the lead generation functionality. So in this way, you will be touching base with the nowadays standards, and in this way, you will be using a new thing for your website, which is more beneficial in your business in the later on.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, yeah, Devin, I hope so, you believe me. Last 2 days, right, I created like 10 or 15 websites like that, and I put this funcionality over there, and they are happy right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My business is a little unique. I've already got frankly, more leads than I know how to do what to do with. I'm a little. It sounds funny, like what? Why am I doing this? But it's so I have to turn down work sometimes, and I don't want to get buried with actually having to deal with too many leads. So I almost want to. I'm fine with putting a lead form in there, but I don't think I want it to. I don't want it to be on the front page. I'd rather it be somewhere, you know, buried in another section. Does that make sense?
So you will have, in this way that you are saying to me, in this way you will not have the organic traffic which you will easily get from the internet. Let's say I just write down Ginkgo Gawain in the USA. So your name is not there. When somebody wants any service, something like what you are offering, there is no appearance your appearance on the internet. So even in this way, we are creating your website, so you can generate organic traffic as well through the internet, so you can increase your business and revenue as well.
Okay, fine. Yeah, that's fine.
And even right now, what's happening? You know somebody, or even somebody knows you, right? They are contacting you, that's it. Nobody contacting you from the outside the state or outside the city or town. Right, because you don't have any appearance on the internet, on these Google.
And that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm okay with. That's fine. But whatever. I don't want to. It's fine. That's fine.
Actually, this is my responsibility to let you know all the things, right? To increase your business revenue and all that stuff to you.
What I just said, though, is that I don't want to increase my business. So I want you to have a mindset that I'm not a typical client that way. I want to present myself well, but I'm exclusive, and I don't want just anybody reaching out to me. So it's more of a specialty, like I would rather direct somebody to my website than them find it. So it's a different mindset, I know, but that's where I'm coming from.
Okay, that's totally fine to you. And if you are saying that you don't want to increase your business or revenue, that's totally fine. I understand that the mindset of where you are coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I totally understand that.
Mm-hmm.
So what I will do?
Okay.
Let's move to the second step, right? And create a new pages for you and get all the data from your existing site. And I will get back to you within 48 business hours, like. Weekend, we don't work on weekends, right? So I will get back to you most probably on Wednesday morning, and then we will move to the third step after that. If you will, you will find with it with the inner pages. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Anything else on my hand? Any question in your mind? Anything?
I can't think of anything right now. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Take care. Bye bye. Take care.
Okay. Have a good weekend. Bye.
You too.